ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Vanuatu government's move to set up a national youth authority, the first of its kind in the Pacific, has been described as a groundbreaker and one that will give its younger generation a seat at the table. After pressuring Parliament for more than 2 years, young Ni Vanuatu leaders can now influence government decision-making directly and have greater control over the country's youth development programs. And those who helped draft the bill for the new youth authority say it will also act as a watchdog on the government to make sure its youth-focused policies are effective. So, could other Pacific countries follow suit? As Bindi Bryce reports, it's a development that's already struck a chord in neighbouring Solomon Islands, where unemployment, substance abuse and limited educational opportunities are barriers for young people that need to be overcome.
Solomon Islands is a young country. More than half of its people are under the age of 30. And for many of the youth in search of work to support their families, Honiara is the only option. But there's no shortage of competition in the capital for study and work opportunities. And the president of the Honiara Youth Council, Harry James Olikwalafa, who's a former Commonwealth Youth Ambassador, says being a young person in Solomon Islands today is not easy.
It's about the family support structure. So now you can see young people left alone and wondering where can they, you know, engage positively. The modernization, like we go into, like living in urban centers and stuff, we don't have the communal kind of support now. Families stick to their own environment.
Drug and alcohol abuse, crime and antisocial behaviour among the young is an ongoing problem in the Solomons. Most recently, six teenagers were arrested in Makira province and charged with malicious damage and trespass after allegedly breaking into a local high school. Harry James says that kind of behaviour can be the result of many factors, but he points in particular to what he says are flaws in the Solomons education system.
For you to get an education in Solomon Islands is quite expensive now, and we don't have a safe net. The government doesn't create a safe net that young people dropped out from education can engage and continue build their potential. There is no safe net for us, and there is a limited vocational school provide for them.
The Minister for Women, Youth, Children and Family Affairs, Frida Tuki, says the government is very conscious of the need to deal with concerns over youth disaffection.
My ministry and the Ministry of Police, we are really working hard on that. For me, as a leader of my own constituency, I really also support the young youths where they get married. I also support them to make sure that they have something to support their family, to make sure that they go into a small business.
But Youth Council President Harry James believes that the Solomons government is yet to make a strong commitment to its young people. He says leaders should look to neighbours Vanuatu and their plan to create a national youth authority that will have a thorough oversight of the government's youth development programs.
It's a good thing that I see Vanuatu moving forward in terms of finding some legislation to support the youth development in their country. We have a national youth congress established by the white paper in Parliament, but doesn't give tooth to bite in terms of their function as watchdog or resource mobilisation.
As Solomon Islanders build their presence on social media, scepticism and disillusionment about politics is hard to ignore. The United Nations Development Programme has surveyed more than 2,500 people on what they see as the major challenges for sustaining peace and stability. And Country Director Azuzo Kubota says there was a common answer.
Many people said that corruption needs to be addressed so that resources will be used in an efficient way. A lot of young people also asked questions about, so what is the new anti-corruption bill coming up? What is in it? What can we do as young people to create a society and an environment where corruption will be difficult?
The UNDP recently held its inaugural Youth Anti-Corruption Workshop in Honiara, and Ms Kubota says it's clear that younger Solomon Islanders feel disconnected from decision makers.
I think it's very important for young people to be engaged in any decision making processes, be it for political, social, environment, economic. Young people are probably not sufficiently heard at the moment.
The coming months will be important for young Solomon Islanders, with Parliament due to debate stronger laws on corruption and review its policies on youth development at the next sitting in July. And then next year, there will be a general election.